Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Multiple Streams of Income, How to Generate a Lifetime of Unlimited Wealth by Robert G. Allen is a personal finance and wealth building book focused on income diversification rather than wage dependence. First published in the early 2000s, it presents a framework for creating several independent income sources through real estate, investing, marketing, and information-based businesses. The central purpose of the book is practical to show readers that financial security is stronger when income comes from multiple channels instead of a single employer or a single asset class. Allen writes for ordinary readers who may have limited capital or specialized business knowledge, so the book emphasizes accessible entry points, leverage, and residual income. It also reflects the broader self-help and financial education style of its era, combining conceptual guidance with entrepreneurial examples. While some ideas now feel dated, the book remains a notable early example of the multiple income stream approach to personal wealth planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core argument against relying on one paycheck. The book begins with a clear economic warning: depending on a single source of income creates unnecessary vulnerability. Allen treats employment income as unstable because it can be interrupted by layoffs, illness, market shifts, or changes in demand. His answer is not simply to save more, but to build additional income streams that can continue even when one source slows down. This makes the book different from traditional budgeting or frugality guides because it focuses on income architecture rather than expense control alone. The underlying reasoning is that financial resilience comes from diversification, much like a well-balanced investment portfolio. The reader is pushed to think in terms of systems. One stream may support daily expenses, another may build assets, and another may generate residual cash flow. That logic is one of the book's strongest contributions, because it reframes wealth as something constructed through multiple channels rather than earned in a single linear career path. Secondly, the Three Money Mountains as a Structure for Opportunity. One of the book's best-known organizing ideas is the Three Money Mountains framework: real estate, investment, and marketing. Allen uses this structure to categorize most income opportunities into broad areas rather than leaving readers overwhelmed by countless options. Real estate represents property-based income and leverage. Investment refers to stocks and other capital-based returns. Marketing covers business activities that move information, products, or services into the market. The value of the framework is not in strict taxonomy, but in strategic clarity. It helps readers see that wealth can be built through different skill sets and entry points, depending on resources and temperament. A person with limited capital might start in marketing or information products, while someone comfortable with leverage might focus on property. By arranging income generation around these mountains, Allen creates a map for decision-making. Readers are not told to chase every opportunity, but to understand where opportunities belong and how they relate to one another in a broader financial plan. Thirdly, 10 Streams of Income and the Logic of Diversification. Allen presents multiple income streams as distinct but complementary ways of making money. And the book's practical appeal comes from this menu of possibilities. The streams include paths connected to real estate, investments, network marketing, information products, licensing, and internet-based business models. What matters is not only the number 10, but the principle behind it. No single method is presented as sufficient for every reader. The book encourages selective combination rather than blind imitation. This is important because it acknowledges differences in capital, time, skill, and risk tolerance. Some streams require money upfront, while others rely more on effort, sales ability, or intellectual property. The book's structure helps readers assess which options are scalable and which can produce residual income. It also anticipates a modern gig economy logic, even if the examples now seem early era. The diversification message is stronger than the specific opportunities because it teaches readers to think in portfolios of income instead of isolated side hustles. Fourthly, residual income and leverage as the path to time freedom. A major theme in the book is residual income, meaning income that continues after the initial work has been done. Allen repeatedly contrasts this with active labor income, where earnings stop when work stops. This distinction is central to his concept of wealth because it links money to freedom of time. The book argues that leverage is what makes residual income possible. Leverage of capital, systems, other people's efforts, or intellectual property. Real estate can generate cash flow through ownership. Information products can earn repeatedly after they are created. Licensing and marketing arrangements can scale beyond the creator's direct labor. The practical implication is that wealth building should not just increase earnings, but reduce the need to trade time directly for money. That is why the book treats systems and repeatability as crucial. Its approach is more entrepreneurial than purely investor-oriented, because it combines asset ownership with business design. the reader is encouraged to ask not only how much can be earned, but how often and how independently income can recur. Lastly, asset protection, cash flow discipline, and the limits of the model. The book does not stop at earning money, it also emphasizes protecting what is earned. Allen discusses asset protection as a necessary part of building lasting wealth, arguing that income streams can be weakened by legal exposure, poor planning, or financial leakage. This makes the book broader than a simple get-rich guide, because it recognizes that accumulation is only part of the challenge. It also includes productivity and time management advice, reinforcing the idea that money creation depends on disciplined use of time. At the same time, the book has clear limitations. Some of its examples and opportunities reflect the early internet and the business culture of its publication period, so not every recommendation transfers cleanly to the present. Certain ideas, especially around network marketing, may not suit every reader. Even so, the combination of income diversification, cash flow awareness, and wealth preservation gives the book a more complete structure than many finance books that focus only on investing or only on budgeting. In conclusion, Multiple Streams of Income is best suited to readers who want a practical introduction to income diversification and who are open to entrepreneurial thinking beyond a single job. It will be especially useful for beginners exploring real estate, investing, information products, or small business models, because it explains how these areas can be combined into a broader financial strategy. The book also has value for readers who already understand basic personal finance, but want a more expansive framework for building cash flow and reducing dependence on employment. Its main benefit is conceptual, rather than technical. It trains the reader to think in terms of systems, leverage, and income resilience, and asset protection in one place. Although some of its specific examples are dated, the underlying diversification principle remains influential. For readers seeking a clear, strategically minded map of wealth building, it is still a distinctive reference point. If you would like to support Robert G. Allen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.